This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is a beautiful day outside the window here. I am looking forward to...
Zoom in with the doctor today. I was looking at the weather, and today actually is perfect all across the bay.
Oh, like, yeah?
Cool, sunny, beautiful. It starts to heat up tomorrow, and it's going to be heating up. Like
that is like, these are how our weeks are going.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny. Well, so, enjoy today. If you possibly can, get outside, breathe some fresh air. Enjoy it.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys. Just send us a text. Yeah. Use that number and then send whatever you want. And, you know, hopefully.
We love it.
You'll get to hear it. What is that? Boy, I need my readers. 847?
Oh.
847, everybody. Guys, those alien civilizations don't want anything to do with us. You're probably right.
We'll just ruin them. Or they're busy ruining themselves. I mean, you know, I can't imagine that every planet that was, you know, that got sentient life didn't go through some of the same crap where they're eating up their natural resources and, you know.
Chi-town.
Then you're like, okay, we learn. Oh, from Chicago.
Chicago. All right. Well, Chicago.
Hello, Chicago.
What's up?
Yeah. We probably don't want anything to do with them either. We're all just looking for a second planet to settle. Let's face it. Oh, we won't make the same mistakes again. But we will wipe out the indigenous peoples. Go humans.
408. Right. Well, 408 says, dog psychologists and doggy daycares are going to be very rich after we all head back to work. Yeah. Yep.
Dog psychologists.
Hmm. And doggy drug dealers, probably them too, right?
Yeah, they'll have see a pickup in business. I was off the smack while mom was home.
I have to drive to the Bay Area today for the first time since quarantine. Based on what you guys have said about the traffic, I'm dreaming it. Wish me luck.
They must be dreading it.
Dreading
rather
it.
Rather than
either
dreaming.
You know what? It won't be as bad as it normally would be. I mean, there's some traffic, but it's not nearly as bad as you know, it will be in 2 months when everyone's fully back, right?
Right. Probably
or,
not.
Or, you know, 4 months ago when, you know, before. When things were simpler.
In the simpler times.
Simpler times.
Early days.
Where is Human saying we've peaked when Vinny says we're the ones that know about alligator porn? I know, no kidding. That's a Sarah expert if I've ever heard one.
That's ridiculous. I don't watch porn. You're the porn expert.
What?
I'm not anti-porn. I just don't watch it. I mean, I watch it when John wants to watch it. I'll watch it when John wants to. But I would never sit down in front of a computer and go, I want to watch some porn. It just
well, no,
would
you're
never
busy
happen.
Making your own. But that poor wave behind you, it can't even look at it. It's bright pink. Look at it. You.
I already told Bryn he can't post that. It's ridiculous. It's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That was a private joke for the four of us. You know.
Oh, really? You.
That's right, baby.
How's that private? There she's doing it again.
It's the four of us. That's private.
It's
this is a
not.
Private Zoom call.
I'm sorry, but all the mics are hot right now. You're
yeah,
live.
But listen, children might see it on Instagram. We can't have that, Benny.
Brand add that
she's
drinking the ocean to the Sarah horse riding sound effects.
Oh, great.
Hey guys, loyal listener here. I have a question for Sarah. What does she think of the UFO footage released by the Pentagon recently?
Sarah,
I saw this whole special on that thing. I don't know. It's interesting. I tend to not. I'm a realist. Is there other life in the galaxy? I think absolutely. Or is there any way for us to get to it? Mm-hmm. Not currently. Or, you know, maybe they have gotten to us. Welcome, aliens. I didn't think there was anything definitive on it. I wasn't like, oh, that proves it. What did you think? Write in.
415 says... Oh, sorry, it's 925. That last break was the best. Nicole laughing in place of the commercials made my day. I just love her.
I know. She's adorable.
Thanks.
It's a slow burn, too. Like, you know, we get to know the new people on the show, and it's been fun. Talking about the trailer was fun today.
Fun. Yeah.
You should get one.
Yeah, I know. I should get one. I want one bad.
Sarah Marin.
That's my porn, trailers.
Trailers?
Trailers, gardens, porn, baby.
Sarah, Marin County does have Grant Street in downtown Novato closed to traffic for dining and pedestrians on weekends.
Oh, how nice.
Hey, Vin, Sentinel Steve here. He's from Santa Cruz. Street closures in the 831 include downtown Santa Cruz. One block of Pacific is closed to traffic. Open to street dining, and Capitola Village. They took out the parking spots and added tables to the street spots. So, yeah, it looks like they are open. We haven't been going out in that way. And while I have driven around to check things and see people roaming, restaurants just aren't on my list of to-dos. So
I'm with you. I mean, I've definitely done some takeout, but I'm not there yet. I'm not ready to sit down. Someplace. Although the weather's
been
so nice.
Ours is part dietary, though, so I can see why some, you know, other people are like, why aren't you doing... We're not, because we have a person in the house. And by the way, for those of you who followed the saga with my kid, who found herself very sick last October, and we've been dealing with some kind of gut issue, mm-hmm. and by gut, I mean her tummy, for months now, and her mom's been... read every book, and we've all been on a diet. Her blood work came back normal last week.
Oh my God, that's great.
And we're waiting on a number two test, but that doesn't mean she's better by any stretch of the imagination.
But it means what you're doing is working.
We've been able to get her to a plateau of health that's really stoked on. So it's the news here has been a relief to some extent.
That's great.
I'm sure you can imagine.
But they still don't know what it is.
Well, we haven't, because of the lockdown, we haven't bothered to go back for the other tests that have to happen. So we will likely do that soon, but with her blood and hopefully her stool test, which we have yet to see the results of. But if they're good, if they're holding, then we're going to sit tight and not rush that. You know what I mean?
Right.
We don't see any reason to rush into that with all the other possible health issues that could come out of it. Hi, love your show, says 415. Thanks for keeping me informed of the world news and still putting a smile on my face and laugh in my life.
You're welcome.
FYI, I can eat a whole cucumber as a whole, but I can't eat a whole cucumber as a whole, but I do eat half a cucumber the way people eat an apple or pear. Skin and all.
Oh. I mean, you know, they're delicious. Like, if you're really into cucumbers, it's fine.
Yeah, but you must be eating a lot for your family to feel like they need to write you and ask you to be real. Please quit the cucumber.
You got this cucumber habit of yours. It's a little much. Oh, that sounds good. I love cucumbers.
You love them?
Yeah.
You'd actually go as far as to say you love them.
Yeah, they're delicious. I actually like them muddled in a drink, too. We make this thing called a Gordon's Cup. It's like a gin and cucumber thing. It's freaking so refreshing. Delicious. And in Greek salad, I'll take just the tomatoes and the cucumber. Doesn't need any lettuce. Like they do it at Kokari with all the cheese, the olives. Mm. Big chunk of cucumber. Shame.
415 says, Cory Booker ran for president. Hard to believe how you have tuned out the world.
You're insane. I have not tuned out the world. Thank you. I knew he was a he ran for president. I just didn't know if he was a senator or a rep. Sorry
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, that's, well, that's not.
Yeah.
That's too sorry. Much to ask.
It's, you know, it's not too much to ask. I guess I should have known that.
What?
You know, right. Whatever. I don't know. Whatever. We're not exactly a political show, but. My
well,
bad.
We're trying
sorry.
To stay
sorry,
up on current.
Sorry,
look,
know.
The show has always been sort of current events based. We don't want you to be sitting there and be talking about nonsense when something real happened. But that said, we mostly do nonsense.
Right.
That's our expertise. That's mm-hmm. where we flex.
Well, and I will say I knew better who his girlfriend was than what position he held in our government. I am ashamed to say that I am way more interested in his relationship with Rosario Dawson than I am with. Which is lame. I know. I get it. I'm lame.
I loved Ninja Turtle Band-Aids as a kid. I would fake injury at daycare to get one.
Oh. But wouldn't you have to have broken skin to... Or you were like running into tables. Oh, look, another cut.
Don't you think they pick their battles? If a Band-Aid's sure. going to keep this kid quiet for 15 minutes, here's three of them.
Here's your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Band-Aid.
What right. happened to Sarah at urgent care?
They won't take me at urgent care. I called and they said, you have to have a referral. And that's when I called my doctor and said, hey, you remember me from a few years ago? And she was like, nope, and I'll see you on a Zoom call tomorrow. So I'm Zooming with my doctor. So modern. Oh, well. Today at 2. I'll let you know. I'm going to ask for the antibody test. That seemed convenient. John was only there for 3 hours.
Yeah, I mean, when you wrote that yesterday, I thought I would go for the... I would take whichever test is less time. Right. That's the
well,
one
I would
choose.
Well, who knows? I mean, he expected it to be... He had an appointment. He just didn't know their computer was going to go down. Ah, computers. God, they save us all.
They are helpful, aren't they?
Mm.
Mexicans eat a lot of cucumbers with salt, lime, and chili. Mm, my mouth just watered, LOL.
Well, if you eat a lot of pickles, you eat a lot of cucumbers. I eat a lot of pickles.
Well, I'm just surprised that there was a family concern about a
yes.
guy who later went on to become our president. I forget which number, 34 or whatever number that was, but... You know, that's surprising that his family was like, hey, can you please lay off the cucumbers while you're yeah. away at school? What? All right. I mean, pick your battles, right? Unless it's to the extreme.
It does, right. I mean, like, it must have been. Like, why? I'm looking him up right now and seeing if there's anything, because it was a fast fact. He had two vices, cigars and cucumbers. Cigars, too. That's so strange. He loves submarine-shaped things. I don't know why. How many cucumbers did the guy eat?
Does it say?
Enough for his mother to write him. It doesn't say.
Oh, okay.
That is some Freudian S right there. Yeah, that's official in his page here.
My employer, Bayer. Is giving us Juneteenth off for the first time this year.
Yeah, well, look, people should know about that. I mean, that's a huge date in American history. Big enough that, you know, we're hearing about it. Like, it seems pretty significant. Plus, I hate to say it, days off.
Wow.
I like days off, you know, and then you commemorate it, you think about it.
Right. Vinny, look into what else happened on Juneteenth in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It will turn your stomach. You know, I'm just becoming aware of what happened in Tulsa, and 60 Minutes did a thing on it.
Juneteenth?
I don't know. I don't know that. I can't say that for a fact,
damn.
And I sure don't feel like insulting or
right.
bothering anybody to the point where they need to unfriend me or whatever.
Right.
Like, I don't know the details, but I've been looking into it. It's something that I was surprised... The first time I sort of became aware of that was on The Watchmen, that show I tried to watch.
Yep.
And Vaughn was very well aware of that.
He's like, yeah, that's part of history. We're, mm-hmm. You know, what? Yeah, we're not learning the history the way we should. Weird. White people history books.
Vin, I forgot. The A is for asexual. That's on the list as well of the LGBTQQ
A-I-I-2-C.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. Britton, you have the whole, can you have the whole thing there for us? You should have that handy.
Yeah, I have it. It's LGBTQQIP2SAA.
Ay, ay, ay. They really need a marketing department to come up with something that is all-encompassing without
that sounds like a formula.
Constantly having it be added to.
Right.
No offense.
But people don't want to be a plus sign, you know? LGBTQ plus. I'm not a plus. I'm an II.
Okay. Someone else wrote, and there's a lot of, of course, people know what those letters refer to.
Yeah, of course
to.
They do.
A lot of people wrote in. I have a Zoom interview for a job at 10:30.
Oh.
A shot and a shout out might help calm me down.
All right. Shots, 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 shots. Crush your interview.
You're going to be great. Take a deep breath and handle your business. It's going to be perfect. You're going to get that
get
job.
Get one of those filters. Bryn was telling me there's a filter that'll make you look fabulous. And put a nice background. You know, something like where everyone's working real hard. What a hard worker I am.
A lot of people wrote in about the dumb period thing we talked about, that putting a period at the end of a text is somehow too aggressive.
For the youth, the kids are saying, if you put a period on it, it changes the whole feeling
attitude,
of the text.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Obviously,
right.
You're in a bad mood. If you put okay period, all right, fine.
You guys need to take the period off of your text responses. All right.
I am guilty of saying, hey, it's Sarah. You know, my name is at the top, I assume, too. And, hey, I was wondering, you know, I write it like a freaking email. I got to stop that crap.
Right. I did that. I actually remember now that it took two takes for me to do the little video on Friday when we called in sick. The first one, of course, I go, hey, it's Vinny. And then I went, of course it's me. I'm making a video for my own Instagram thing.
Yep.
What am I, stupid? And I said all that into the video. And then went, okay, I can't use
that's
this.
That's the one you should have posted. Quite
no,
frankly.
I just started over real quick.
I like
and
crap
then I
like
posted
that.
Well, I was just like, wow, I'm that dumb that someone's on my Instagram and I need to introduce myself. Stupid. People wrote in about the NFL, but that's not really on our... I missed it. Does Sarah have COVID or not? She'll know later today.
Well, I'll know if I'm getting a test later today. I don't know. I may never know. The world may never know.
Truckee listener here. Welcome, Nicole's mom. Congrats on ending chemo. No place more beautiful for some R&R.
Thanks. So nice of you. It was an honest, it was a good vacation for the both of us.
Oh, is she back?
No, they come back tomorrow.
Oh,
no,
okay.
She's saying she got a break from the peeps as they left.
Yeah, now, sure.
You
got
the house to yourself.
Is it
you're
just
probably
you and your
crushing
sister?
12ers.
Yeah, it's just me
like
and my
crazy.
Sister. Yeah. It's very quiet, but we needed that.
Have you guys built, like, you know, beer can pyramids and all kinds of fun stuff that normally wouldn't go down, or...
No, but I would honestly do that with my parents. So.
Oh, you would?
Yeah, you have a good relationship with them. I love that.
All right, good for you. All right, well, that's all for our text. Thanks, everyone.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening today. Vinny, you were saying today's going to be the perfect day. Not too hot, not too cold.
It's going to be so nice, you guys. Get out and enjoy the day. Right, Sarah?
That is correct, Vincent. Do it in a responsible way, you know. Try to behave yourself, but enjoy and have fun
as well. And wear a mask and stay 6 feet apart and don't lay hands on anybody. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll check you back here on Hump Day.
See ya.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.